This is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect and Merry Christmas to everybody. Jingle all the way, absolutely. Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here. Tracy Rodden is here with Feed New Mexico Kids and two of her volunteers, Brittany and Jacques Van Wyck. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you. Yay.
And I really like the fact that Feed New Mexico Kids is doing what they're doing. And let me just tell our audience, of course, you're familiar with Tracy. She's on very frequently. I can't help Tracy, but think about right now as we're wishing each other a Merry Christmas.
Right.
There are kids because school is not in session that don't have food to eat.
Exactly. Right. So 90,000 kids in New Mexico are food insecure, and most of them eat while they're at school.
And I know that the ministry right now is feeding roughly 4,000 kids a week at various places in around the state now, really.
Yeah, from Las Lunas to Pecos now.
And that's what's really neat about you guys up from the Gloria to Pecos area. Of course, a lot of people that are recreating in New Mexico know about it, but we probably didn't think too much about the students up there. So why don't you make an introduction?
Well, I was thinking before we came on the air the best way to introduce this couple. And really what happened is Jim introduced Feed New Mexico Kids to Blaze Church. And then I attended Blaze Church to talk with the head pastors there. And they said, well, let's have Feed New Mexico Kids, meaning myself, on stage to do a Q&A. Then afterwards, Brittany approached me and we found out that she works at Glorieta Camp, which is the sister camp where my daughter and son-in-law are in Texas. Mm-hmm. So we had that connection. And Brittany just seemed to already have a big heart and the vision. She caught the vision very quickly. And I think I went to Glorieta and I did a little talk. And Jacques, her husband, talked to us a little bit about how he is a bus driver for Pecos. And I thought, this is the guy that needs to have the conversations, not myself, you know. The unique thing about Feed New Mexico Kids is we kind of are like a franchise without the franchise fee. So we have this idea of how to put the snack packs together for the weekend for kids who don't eat, but we ask church partners, and Glorieta really is a church partner. They preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the love of Christ, and they're a 501c3. So, you know, we teach you how to have your own Feed New Mexico Kids because you're in that community. It doesn't do me any good to say, I'm going to feed kids in Pecos and I live in Albuquerque. I don't understand that culture. I'm not immersed in it, but you all are. And so immediately I thought they need to come on radio and hear, the listeners need to hear straight from the horse's mouth, if I could use that expression, what it looks like for a child living in Pecos. So that's my little quick introduction, how we became to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I really identify with what you're saying, Tracy, about not knowing the area. I was just up in Santa Fe. And I didn't know where Thunderbird Elementary School was. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of south of Santa Fe, and it's pretty near the prisons. Mm-hmm. And I went to a really lovely cafe called the San Marcos Cafe.
Yeah.
And enjoyed that visit with a good friend of mine, Joaquin Romero. And his brother is on staff at Calvary Church. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we all have these connections, and I love what Blaze Church is committed to. They're they're making sure that kids have food. And then, Brittany, as we talk about this, you had on your heart maybe you could help with the Pecos schools.
Yeah, well, Tracy came and shared about wanting to connect more churches to Santa Fe schools. And at first, when I was sitting and listening, I thought I would really love to get involved. We just are kind of new to the area a couple years ago, and feel like that's something that's missing is being connected and plugged into the community. But then by the time the service was done, I had a totally different idea in mind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we live out in Glorieta and we work at Glorieta Camps, and Jacques works for Pecos. And I mean, he comes home probably weekly and shares stories of the kids that are on his bus or the places that he's dropping kids off and what the community is like. And it's just a hurting community. And, you know, after service, I think a whole bunch of people went up to talk to Tracy that I almost sat in the back and waited for quite a while till the crowd cleared. And I thought, I feel like they probably have Santa Fe pretty well locked down after this service with all the people who went up. But
Well, the interesting thing is Pecos Schools is not actually in Santa Fe County.
Right.
It's in San Miguel County, which I came to learn later. So it's almost it's a new county for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and Santa Fe funding doesn't cover that. So it's really important for those listening to, and we'll talk about this a little bit later about funding, that if, you know, the Holy Spirit does to you what it did to Brittany and Jacques and myself, you know, if it stirs you to help in Pecos, you can, you know, financially help directly to Pecos Schools through Feed New Mexico Kids, because Pecos Schools doesn't get help from Santa Fe County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask, I think that most of us, if we use the word Santa Fe, we don't really think about poverty.
Yeah.
I mean, poverty is...
Not if you try to live there.
Yeah. I mean, it's very expensive. But people don't realize that there's been families there for a very long time and a very short distance away from Santa Fe proper. And of course, Pecos and Glorieta, not very far away. What do you think? 20 miles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20 miles. But in a different county. There's people that just have a lot of needs. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of pride among the people. There's a lot of neat culture. And all we're trying to do is step in and make sure that kids have food for the weekends. Are Pecos Schools able to feed kids during the week?
Yeah, they do breakfast and lunches at school, which is probably the predominant meals that these kids have.
So I want to ask Tracy this, and I've asked you a million times, but I think it's really important for our listeners to know.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about five-year-olds that don't have anything to eat.
Yeah.
Like until school starts.
Yeah.
After New Year's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, which would be the first week of January.
And normally we're talking about kids who don't have anything to work to eat on Saturday and Sunday, and Feed New Mexico Kids is stepping in for that. So there's obviously a lot of food pantries and a lot of other people that are doing great work. I love feeding ministries.
Yeah.
Because I think that obviously is a human need that.
Well, without food, it doesn't matter. You're not going to care about anything else, right? Because you're not going to be able to think. And Jacques probably has a better story than what I'm saying. But I grew up a food insecure child. And I remember the school in the 70s, that's how old I am, before they had awareness the way they do now about learning disabilities. They really thought I had a big learning disability. And because of being food insecure, I couldn't think. I was hungry all the time. And so just us sitting in this room, we probably have this ability to go to Whataburger and get something after this, right? Or a coffee or whatever. But as a child doesn't have that ability. So they're always thinking about where, when am I going to get food? That's all you care about. When a teacher tries to give you a test or tells you, pay attention, stop squirming, you know. So if you're hungry, nothing else really matters.
Right.
And that's an amazing thought, because I can't imagine being a 17-year-old male student, maybe an athlete.
Yep. That's
you're involved with after school activities because you really don't want to go home.
Yes.
And plus it's fun. Maybe the only fun that you have in your life. And again, I'm not criticizing the families. There are people right now that are in this position. I believe God's going to provide. But we as a church, we're the ones that need to step up. And you guys have stepped up. You contacted Tracy. So I want our listeners to keep in mind that Jacques and Brittany have contacted Tracy, and just how easy it is to get a Feed New Mexico Kids program started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's a 17-year-old person with hormones going 1,000 miles an hour, how do they do without food on the weekends and then expect to take a test on Monday morning?
Or let's just even say the basics that you remember being told is sports are so important because it keeps kids out of trouble and it keeps them active and builds team sensibility and all these things. But if I actually know of a high school football player in Santa Fe who wants us to help their school because he has football players, athletes coming to him saying, I can't practice today because I'm too hungry. I just don't have the energy. But if I think it would be really awesome for Brittany and Jacques to just talk about like Brittany's idea, because every nonprofit that exists is always looking for money. That's just the name of the game. And so Brittany had some ideas about looking for grants on her own time for money for Feed New Mexico Kids. Glorieta Camp is being supportive, mm-hmm. but they don't have extra funds to give you because they're mm-hmm. a nonprofit and they're trying to run their nonprofit yeah. as well. So do you want to talk a little bit about what your thought process was about that?
Yeah. So the idea when we first started, I didn't know how we were starting or what it looked like. And like Tracy said, it's sort of like a franchise idea. So we'll get you going and then you're yeah. going to kind of run and take off with it. And we were really thankful because Feed New Mexico Kids was able to financially help to get us off the ground a little bit. But the long-term idea is that I'm applying for grants that hopefully in the long term will sustain the snack packs that we're like providing in Pecos.
And by the way, a similar thing happened when Blaze Church got involved.
Yes.
They have applied for some grants and mm-hmm. you've actually obtained a little help mm-hmm. for those communities.
Yeah.
And by the way, not every high school, not every elementary school, not every middle school in Santa Fe needs help. Same is true in Las Cruces, Albuquerque, Bosque Farms, Pecos.
But mm-hmm. Santa Fe does have the great divide happening. The haves mm-hmm. and the have-nots mm-hmm. is really, really big.
Yeah, Pecos as well.
How many do you guys feed right now there at Pecos?
In Pecos, we have approximately 600 students total that goes to the school, and there's about 36 kids right now that are getting the food packets.
So 600 kids, so all of elementary, middle, and high are there mm-hmm. on the right. same campus because right. it's 600 total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me read a little bit from James 2, verse 15. Mm-hmm. It says, suppose you see a brother or sister has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye, hope you have a good day. So you're thinking in your mind you're blessing them. Have a good day, stay warm, and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or any clothing. And this is what the author of James says. What good does that do? Mm. And I think clearly we are called to meet the physical needs of people as Christians. And this is a tool, if you will. Feed New Mexico Kids is a tool for doing that. Again, trying to be very discreet. Tracy, talk to us a little bit. I know you've said it 1,000 times, but talk to us a little bit about what Feed New Mexico Kids provides for kids for the weekends.
So Feed New Mexico Kids has, what we do is we put together a 1 gallon snack pack with about 11 to 13 different items in them, and they're food shelf stable items. So, crackers and peanuts and ramen and mac and cheese. And, you know, I can just kind of hear people listening saying, no, that's not good for kids. Well, something is better than nothing, firstly. And if we could just get their bellies full, we can get them thinking, we can get them to stay in school, we can get them to where they're not 3 times more likely to be suspended, 5 times more likely to commit suicide. That's our goal, is to fill the belly. And then we can move on from there. And if anybody's listening who doesn't think that those are good items to put in a snack pack for kids and it should be more nutritional, I think they should call me and write a check and I'll be happy to change that up. But right now, it's about $5 to make a snack pack. And the school identifies the child. And I think at Pecos, you have a counselor who did that.
That's our superintendent from the school. Yeah. That's actually...
And what's
her
name?
We contacted her.
Do you remember her name?
Deborah Sena-Holton.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so this is just a perfect example mm-hmm. of what I'm talking about, what Jim asked. So that Deborah identified the kids, and it took her a little while to get back to you. I remember it was a couple mm-hmm. weeks. And that was really thoughtful because she just didn't throw out a number. She was very thoughtful about it mm-hmm. and came back to 35. I think you even might get up to 40 kids mm-hmm. A week. Is it a week?
Yeah, 36 kids a week.
36 a week.
Mm-hmm. Would you think it's true if we talked to, we're so thankful for teachers. Teachers,
oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
teachers do a lot. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's true that a teacher would know if a child is food insecure just because of the relationship they have?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So they know also mm-hmm. that an organization called Feed New Mexico Kids, that is a group of Christians, is providing food to whoever needs it, regardless of what they believe or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And that gives you the freedom to say, hey, we've got a way to help everybody. Right. Was that comfortable for you to share with them?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, being a bus driver, I get to know my kids in my bus. I have approximately 40, 45 kiddos consistently on my bus, and you build relationship with them. And I feel like mm-hmm. God places you wherever you're at, and there's a need there for you to fill, to be the hands and the feet of the Lord. And getting to know these kids and seeing all the broken families, you know, a lot of them are being raised by grandma, grandpa, that sort of thing. There's just a lot of broken homes. They live in trailers. There's not always heat provided, things like that. So what else can we do? How can we help? And when Tracy came to church, that was mm-hmm. kind of a no-brainer for us to jump into and say, hey, we want to be a part of that, to be able to feed these kids. Yet another need that we can help fill, and getting to know them and build more relationship with these kids.
And that's what the Lord really wants. He wants us to build relationships with others and not ask for anything in return. And then what's going to happen is they're building a relationship with you, their bus driver, and they're trusting you and you're helping them to get food. And then maybe they're going to trust you with something else they need help with, you know, and wherever your mind goes when I say that is what is happening mm-hmm. to our children. Right. You know, just keep in mind the thing that keeps me awake at night is not, do we have enough money to feed kids? What keeps my mind awake is Satan wants our children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He wants to have them for himself. He wants to help them feel like there's no hope, that there's despair and people don't care about them. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know how you can show a child that you care any more than recognizing in their face that they're hungry and providing a meal. Mm-hmm. Or a snack or anything. Now, I was kind of curious. I was thinking about you guys, you know, because we were going to meet today. Jacques, do you think you recognize kids who are hungry that get on the bus in the morning that maybe haven't had breakfast or going home hungry?
For the most part, they all go for breakfast at school. Okay. It's kind of a standard for most of the kids on my bus.
Because you're picking them up early enough to do that.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. And then I have one kid specifically every afternoon. He's always asking other kids on the bus for food.
Yeah.
So that's just a normal, like, everyday thing. I hear his voice and I know exactly who it is, and he's asking for food. Yeah. So there's always a need, you know, that these kids have.
Do they know that you're the one with Feed New Mexico Kids as well?
Not necessarily, no. Okay. I go in the on Thursday mornings and drop off the food packets at both of the school campuses.
In the offices.
And so I have specific teachers that I connect with, and then just go and drop it off, and then they slip it into their backpacks.
And, I mean, just think about it, because I was that child. But when I was growing up, it was embarrassing to be food insecure. Like, you would get the blue ticket that meant you got the free lunch. And my mom would drop us off before the sun came up at the cafeteria so we could work and help prep the food. And then we could get food to eat in the morning, my sister and I. So it was always kind of embarrassing because they knew you had a special color, something. I couldn't remember what. But, you know, how is that child who's food insecure, who's missing out on a lot of things in life already, going to become a productive adult in our community?
Hey, we've got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah.
I want to leave this with people that are listening right now. We have a lot of people not in school, and you may not be food insecure, and you might be 16 years old, and you might be thinking, wow, there's high school kids that I know that might be food insecure. Mm-hmm. We would love, if you're a high school person, to call Feed New Mexico Kids, maybe put together a group and come and pack snack packs. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to speak out of turn here, but maybe you need to go up to Santa Fe and pack some snack packs one morning, or maybe you need to go to Pecos, or maybe you need to call Tracy. I'm going to give you all some information. Go to feednmkids.org and you can get information. Tracy's phone number is 505-252-4341. If you want to be involved in the ministry, volunteering, if you want to give, that can be done securely online. If you want to pack snack packs, if you want to deliver, you might could use, because of the geographic area where you guys are, you might need a couple other drivers, especially if there's... So I'm just giving people ideas as we talk. Let's take a break, come back, and we'll talk more with Tracy Rodden, Brittany, and Jacques Van Wyck. They are all with Feed New Mexico Kids. We'll be back after these messages.
KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Isn't Christmas music great? Silent Night. I mean, I love singing all these, you know, going to midnight services and candlelight services. It's just very special. And I hope that you will enjoy Christmas with your families. I know that there's a lot of people that are struggling in various areas. And our challenge to you, if you don't have those challenges, is to reach out to somebody that does. Have somebody over for dinner, reach out to them, bring them a meal, whatever it might be. And my particular heart is food. I know that's Tracy's.
Yeah.
I don't think anything matters. You've said this 100 times. Nothing matters when you're hungry.
Right.
Except eating. And I think that you won't have a chance to even know anything about God or even think about him if you're starving.
Well, in the Bible, there's so many stories when Jesus, the Old Testament, but when in the New Testament, when Jesus was on earth, that surrounded food.
Yeah.
You know, and even when we get to heaven, there'll be a banquet. You know, like that like speaks to my heart, just that part. So, you know, it mattered to him and it should matter to us.
And I will say that we pray in the sense that Jesus multiplied the loaves and fishes. We pray for that multiplication through KLYT radio that people will help. And Jacques and Brittany, you guys have done that. You've answered that call. You saw Tracy speaking at Blaze Church. Blaze Church, not only you two, but others in the church have stepped up. And do you feel like you're seeing some fruit of the ministry? Do you have any peace that people have something to eat?
Absolutely. For the weekends, especially knowing that these kids are being taken care of and they have something, whether they are sharing that with their parents or with their siblings or they're keeping it to themselves, at least they have food.
And this isn't the whole answer, by the way, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I think does it give us like, are we excited that that's happening? Yes. I think the other part of it too is, especially with a group that comes in and helps pack and volunteer, like they don't see the kids, right? I don't even see the kids. You know, it's a very behind the scenes ministry. And so it's important to like prep the people who are helping to say, hey, you don't get to see the fruit of it necessarily, but you have to be faithful to it no matter what, because there are kids on the other side that are reaping the benefits of this. And I think that's a hard thing to be a part of a ministry when you don't get to see the fruit, but it's still important to be faithful to it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm often behind the scenes or, you know, talking to a group that doesn't have the issue of food insecurity to try to get them to be aware of the issue. And but isn't that everything that has to do with the Lord is just having that faith that he asked us to do it and we're going to believe him. And I have heard story after story after story, teachers come up to me and say, you know, these kids in my class are getting food and it is changing their life, like out of the blue. You know, I'll hear those things. So I think it's the people that pack at our warehouse. We have about 30 to 35 people every Monday, 9 to 11, that pack at the Feed New Mexico Kids warehouse. And they're just faithful packers. And so I try to tell them stories about what their work is doing. But I think most of our fruit is going to be seen in heaven when those people run up to us and say, I got food because you stepped out on faith and you were obedient.
Tracy, I get the sense that people that are listening now, their heart may be pricked in that they're thinking, we'd like to help. But I think there's like business owners and there's leaders of women's groups and men's group that might think this might be a good team building thing.
Yeah.
What could they do to help the ministry and how would they do that?
So first, I'm going into my third year in this position of being the project manager and fiduciary. That's what I am for Feed New Mexico Kids. And I would say it feels overwhelming when you hear 90,000 children are food insecure in New Mexico, meaning they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And you kind of feel like there's nothing I can do. I can't change 90,000 children. That's true. But I think if we just keep it simple, don't try to figure out all the steps, because the Lord does that for us, right? He puts it in our heart to move and act. And then he brings in all the pieces, because we ultimately, he's the glory. And he's the reason for it being successful. So I would say start simple and small. Come to a packing. If you're not if you're in Albuquerque and you can't come to the warehouse on a Monday, we'll pack again January 14th. Then contact us and we'll connect you with another church that's packing. We have 13 church partners now, and go and pack with them and see how it works. And then do something in your home. It's Christmas. We're all running around crazy trying to find that one gift or that 100th gift. You know, some people go real crazy at Christmas. But $5 is going to feed a child on the weekend. What if you commit to donate $5 a month to Feed New Mexico Kids every month? You can do it on our website. And you tell your child, I'm doing that, you know, as a gift. Our family's doing that as a gift. I think that's huge, much longer lasting than anything else in the world.
That's one of the things I liked about going to the Agape boxes at Calvary. I used to have my kids go put the check in the box, and that just develops some muscle memory, if you will, so that as they've gotten to be adults, they are used to giving. And I think that's important. You know, I mean, by the way, most of the time, your child's going to know how to navigate to feednmkids.org a lot faster than you are and click on that donate button. And that can all be done secure. Also, I want to talk about the efficiencies. So many of us are concerned that money is going to be well spent. So Tracy Rodden's the executive director, and she has an assistant. And that those administrative costs are actually paid for by a special gift that the ministry received.
Right.
So when people make donation, and by the way, you can donate to that aspect of the ministry.
Absolutely.
But what we really need right now is
buy food too.
Yeah. But we have a waiting list of kids.
Yeah.
And so I think most people are going to be interested in supporting, making sure kids have food.
Yeah.
And gosh, I hate the fact that there's a waiting list. I mean, in other words, a school has called Tracy and said, we need this much food. Can you help us? And what do you have to say?
Well, every fall, it's more and more kids that need weekend food, and whatever money we have, and this is kind of an interesting thing, is we have donors that are super faithful every month, but for some reason in the summer, they stop donating because they think, well, their school's out, so I'm not going to donate. But then it puts us in the rears when fall begins, because we have to, 90% of my time is spent looking for money to get fall going, because summer was depleted.
That's why you're kind of looking for people maybe to support monthly, because it keeps that cash flow coming in even over the summer months.
Yeah, and it adds up. You know, it's a ministry of a million minnows, right? Every little piece counts. And we really count. What we do is we take the money we have. We have a CFO who donates his time, and he forecasts out how many snack packs we can afford with what we have in the bank and not bankrupt Feed New Mexico Kids at the same time. And he tells us how many we can feed just from our warehouse. And we help other churches, partners as well financially. And then when the schools call and say, I know you're giving us 20. Could we get 20 more? I have to say, I can't at this time. But here's what the Lord does that I think is really beautiful. Instead of them calling us and saying, we need 20 more, and I say, absolutely, we're going to get you 20 more, I don't have the money. And I think God does that on purpose. Because then what I say to the school administrator is, we don't have the funds. This is how much it's going to cost. Is there somebody you know of that might want to help Feed New Mexico Kids? And I've had other nonprofits contact me and donate money for one school to make sure that school gets snack packs for years on end. So the Lord is casting this wide net, bringing in as many people as he possibly can to show them what it looks like to give from the heart, and even to give where it's kind of uncomfortable. You know, we do things that we don't think of. You know, now I'm not a food insecure person, but, you know, I might, after this, you know, go with you guys and go over to SoPo. We might get a coffee and not really think anything of it, but that would be a snack pack weekend for somebody, right? Just a simple coffee that most of us, I've seen the lines at Starbucks, you know, or Whataburger or Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's, you know.
Here's what I think. I mean, Tracy says there's 90,000 food insecure children roughly in New Mexico. How many churches are there in New Mexico? How many businesses there are? I'm just going to choose a low number. I'm going to choose 3,000. I'm going to divide that.
Yeah, because you're the numbers guy too.
That's 30. This is, we it's can eliminate food insecurity in New Mexico. Literally, we could eliminate it. That's not very much.
Correct.
Yeah.
And to get that many partners and to basically control that aspect of the ministry and be able to yourself, this isn't something Tracy's going to lord over. Now, she wants you to do it right.
Right.
She's established a tremendous amount of credibility with the state of New Mexico, with school districts all around the state. Mm-hmm. There's obviously requirements for people that are volunteering to have background checks and different things, which you would expect. I don't think anybody's going to object to that. But Jacques, you've already said as a bus driver for the Pecos School District, you're already developing relationships with kids. You know the kids that are on your bus. You're going to have even supernatural insight, I think, because the Holy Spirit's going to tell you, boy, this kid really has some needs.
Great.
And be able to direct them things. Here's something that, I don't know if you want me to say this, but I know this is true. I know that you found out, Tracy, that this child doesn't have a coat.
Right.
Or this child doesn't have, and you've called whoever.
Right.
And that's been immediately provided.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of cooperation. Mm-hmm. Whatever people need, we believe God will meet that need. Mm-hmm. And we've just got to invest the time, enough attention, Brittany, to individuals to know what their needs are. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's true?
Yeah. And, you know, just even tying it together with seeing that there's other needs, something that's been really cool with this is, yes, it's meeting immediate needs for kids, but for us, it also is an avenue for relationships with the school and the administrators there. And we have found that even just by start getting this off the ground, through those relationships, they'll reach out when there are needs, or we're able to say, hey, we'd love to do this. And they'll say, that's not really needed right now. But I think after the holidays are over, we might reach out. There's kind of a dip in everybody who's willing to serve and volunteer and help these families. And so if you're around, you know, we might reach out to you after the holidays. And so it just has opened up this line of communication where it's almost twofold. Like, we get to serve and be the hands and feet and give food where it's needed, but also opens up relationship. And I think what it's going to do is open up more opportunities to be involved later.
Well, I know Feed New Mexico Kids has also done some special projects, which we'll talk about right after this break, like at Thanksgiving and other times. And I think those opportunities through the ministry are still available. So you might have in your mind, hey, I'd like to do this for my community. Well, partner with Feed New Mexico Kids, and let's go mobilize a bunch of people that just love others, and we'll get that done. We'll
just
be back
step
on
in there.
Yeah, and we'll be back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
Is ABQ Connect to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We also want to thank everybody for all your support for GFA World's Critter Campaign. You've provided these really cool gifts like chickens and pigs and water buffaloes and water filters and things to people in South Asia and Africa. Again, families needing a sustainable thing that they can even be in business and provide for literally hundreds of people in their own communities with these small gifts. So thank you so much for all your support of Bay World. If you're interested in supporting that, go to klyt.fm and click on the GFA World Critter Campaign. I also want to mention that we have a free movie available right now. It's actually produced by Dr. David Jeremiah and the Turning Point Ministries. Of course, David Jeremiah on the air with us here at KLYT. It's called Why the Nativity, and it's actually a beautifully done film based on Dr. Jeremiah's book. And it's free. You can go to our website, klyt.fm. You got to kind of have a fast computer to stream it, but you click on it and it just goes right to the movie. So mirror that on your TV and you can watch a beautiful movie for absolutely for free. Tracy Rodden is the executive director of Feed New Mexico Kids. And today we have a special guest, Brittany and Jacques Van Wyk, there in studio. They live up in the Glorieta Pecos area in northern New Mexico, and they found out about Feed New Mexico Kids, and man, they got right into it, and they're now providing snack packs. How are those snack packs being packed right now, Brittany?
Yeah. So I think the typical way it works is that a church would jump in and mm-hmm. members from the church would maybe, like at Blaze, for example, I think mm-hmm. they stay after church on Sunday and pack a bunch of snack packs. So ours is a little different because we're a parachurch organization. So I just threw out an email to most of our staff, and most of our staff live on site. So when I say our staff, mm-hmm. it means their families too. mm-hmm. And we had a really positive response. I think we had probably 20 people respond, said, you know, mm-hmm. here and there as they're able to, they jump in, and a lot of them have family. So at this point, we've done it maybe 3 or 4 times. And I think we've had anywhere from 10 to 15, some maybe up to 20 people that show up. And by people, I mean, some of them are my coworkers, some of them are their spouses. We've got somebody who has a 2-year-old on their back in their carrier. we have about almost every time about 6 to 10 teenagers who are writing the notes that go in the bags. And then we have the adults over at the table that are kind of in a assembly line packing bags. And so we come in. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought at first it would take a couple hours. It's mm-hmm. under 45 minutes to an hour, we're in and out, and it's a lot of noise and a lot of fun. And 15 to 20 of my coworkers, their spouses and their kids, we jump
in. And how many kids are receiving snack packs for each weekend now?
So we'll pack up the bags, we'll crate them up, and then they're all kind of stored in my office. And then Jacques will run over to my office every Wednesday and grab 36 bags. So I don't know what the breakdown is. 20 go to?
20 goes to the elementary school and 36 to the high school, middle school, high school.
Yeah, 16 to the high school, 20 to the elementary school. So he'll pick them up. And then when he goes into work the next morning, we'll drop them off to the counselor who then distributes them to the kiddos.
I think that's a really good point that you make, that the majority of the snack packs are middle and high school, because we actually try from our location to meet the needs of those schools first, because a middle schooler and a high schooler that are hungry are going to do things that they probably shouldn't do to get food. Whereas the elementary kids, I think because they're small and they're cute, they're, you know, I've had 5 kids and they've all gone through the teen years, and sometimes they're not so cute and cuddly. love them the same. But the smaller children get a lot of attention, and we tend to overlook the older children. Mm-hmm. And those older children are the ones that tend to get pulled into things they shouldn't get pulled into, lured by food, and do things that they shouldn't do because they're trying to feed themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've had the experience, I haven't lived in Pecos, but I've spent a lot of time fishing in the area. I've done some snowshoeing. I told you about a story, got caught at Pecos Baldy in a snowstorm. But it's funny because I've lived in New Mexico my whole life. So at one time, I knew the park rangers up in that area very well. I also knew the state police officers because they'd stop at the little dining hall, and I always engage them in conversation. And at one mm-hmm. time I knew most of those guys are now retired, so I don't know them anymore, but that's the way the community is. Mm-hmm. And I get the sense that Feed New Mexico Kids, the more people you know, the more this is going to blossom into, wow, that's really cool. You have snack packs. And always, almost without exception, Tracy, I think you'll agree, it's going to multiply the need.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be, right now you're feeding 40 kids, and I bet you mm-hmm. pretty soon you're going to find out there's 60 kids.
Yeah.
And you can kind of keep doing it the way you're doing it, but you really need people to help you. Mm-hmm. So if you live in Santa Fe, or you live in the northern area, or if you're in Albuquerque and you have a heart for people outside the city, you know, consider going to Feed New Mexico Kids. It's feednmkids.org. And think about a way that you might be able to help. Yeah. And Tracy's already kind of emphasized, you know, maybe a monthly thing is the best bet.
Yeah, because Brittany and Jacques will apply for grants to get money. Northern New Mexico actually does a really good job supporting itself in that area. You know, all the different companies there have ways that they want to give and support Northern New Mexico. But also, you know, Feed New Mexico Kids has donated snack packs to Pecos. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we have extra business here. We'll pack like 200 that we weren't counting on, and I'll call Brittany and say, I'll get those to you. And things like that. But, you know, when you're packing a snack pack, it's not just the food. It's the Ziploc gallon bag. It's a spoon with a napkin. It's a 3x5 card that you guys are writing encouragement words on, like, keep going, you can do it. So, you know, everything costs money. We all know that. And if you can just think, hey, I just want to, I work for Lowe's and I think I can get them to donate 100 boxes. We'll come get them and I'll take them to Brittany, or, you know, she'll work it out. She's really excellent at saying, how can we work this out and get what we need? And like I said before, the Lord, he has all the money he wants. He could write the check, which would be, sometimes people ask me this, so I actually know that I need $450,000 every year if I was to feed every single child that needed a snack pack, that asked for it. And the Lord,
and by the way, in my view, that's not very much money.
Right.
To feed 90,000 people, that's not very much money. I mean,
well, it's to feed the ones requesting the food. I don't think 450,000 is going to feed 90,000.
Okay. Right. Well, but the bottom line is that might sound like a big, I mean, it's a big number for anybody to donate themselves or, you know, to handle a bill. I'm not trying to minimize that money's very valuable, but we're supposed to use money to glorify God, because I think he's providing to us what we need. We just need more people that have a heart for this to make sure everybody has enough food. And I believe it's a very solvable problem. It's a big problem, but it's not complicated to solve.
It's really simple. You just have to step into the water, right? Just take the step. And also, I would just be super encouraging to everybody. Go to feedinandkids.org and look at what we need. Here at Calvary, we get a lot of donations, but that's food that we can't use. We have to give away, and it doesn't go wasted. But just so you know, if you're donating something outside of what we need for a snack pack, our volunteers are taking time and energy to take that someplace else, and it's not going to the kids on the wait list for us.
And I'll even just say, as one of the newer partners with Feed New Mexico Kids, and I would guess that I'm probably speaking for the other churches too, is that when we approach Tracy and say we want to do this, and, you know, we get really excited about it, and then, you know, into the conversation, Tracy reminds us, okay, remember, this is a franchise, so you're going to have to figure out how to support this yourself. And you have to make a decision. Am I going to commit to this, not knowing how we're going to do it, you know, or are we going to hold off and wait and see if we get the money first? And so I think probably a lot of places are going out on faith saying we're going to do this. And so Tracy's been really great. They've had extra snack packs. They've been able to give it to us, and that's going to hold us over. Grants take a long time. And so,
by the way, if anybody gives money to feednmkids.org and they write Pecos on it, guess where that money's going?
That'd be amazing.
It's going to Pecos. And Tracy's here to support Feed New Mexico Kids and the ministry anywhere you are in New Mexico. That's why it's called Feed New Mexico Kids.
Right. Not just Central New Mexico.
Right. Or Northern New Mexico.
Right.
But there's different, frankly, there's different places in the state that take better care of their people than others. I mean, that's just true. You already mentioned Northern New Mexico. I mean, after Blaze came on, you've got these guys, Brittany and Jacques, are already getting going. And that's how it kind of goes. People, you know, Brittany, you've been part of this for a short time, but if somebody, you know, from Raton said, wow, I heard that you're doing this, you'd be able to tell them exactly what to do.
Maybe.
but it's
not. Yeah, I mean, it's not hard. I mean, Tracy's a big help, and it's simple. I think if you have the drive and you want to do it, it's not difficult.
I also think it's the core of it is to share the gospel as much as possible. And this is a beautiful way to get that started, to get that relationship, that bond going, to be able to reach these kids. I mean, I know of every school in New Mexico that needs bus drivers. That's another awesome ministry for people to get into, to be able to get to know these kids firsthand. Build relationship with them, and you figure out those needs. And obviously, food is number one. You're gonna start there, build that relationship, and get into their lives and get into their world. I have a kid that wants to join their little basketball team, and he doesn't have the funds for that. So I spoke to his mom, and I said, I'm willing to jump in for that. But then they don't have a car, you know. So then you find out there's another need, and so on and on it goes. But being able to be the boots on the ground is huge. So if anybody has time on their hands to be able to jump in, you know, get involved.
And that's why we're having this show.
Yes.
But if you go to Feed NM Kids or you talk with Tracy at 505-252-4341 and you say, look, I really have a heart for Pecos. I loved what Jacques said about, you know, kids have other needs. And the main ministry is to make sure kids have food. But if there's other needs, which there are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He's going to know. Yeah. And Tracy's going to be able to say, yeah, I mean, if you could help us with a new coat and a pair of shoes, that, you know, whatever it is, that's not the main thing. The main thing is providing food. But this ministry is going to, like, you work closely with the New Mexico Dream Center, which works trying to take young people that are being trafficked off the streets of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they're expanding all over New Mexico. Human trafficking is something that I know I didn't ever really think about. Mm-hmm. And boy, it is more prevalent than I could have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what Jacques said is really good. It's completely biblical. You know, the Bible tells us to be prepared to give an answer for why you have the faith you have. And all it takes is that one student getting on his bus saying, why do you do this? Mm-hmm. And he's going to say, because Jesus. And they're gonna, and that's how I became a Christian. Mm-hmm. Is somebody just said, because I said to somebody, "You're so calm. Why do you have so much peace?" And I think I was 17 or 18, and they said, "Well, because Jesus," you know. And 40 years later, here I am, and that's all it takes.
And I was even thinking about it, how, you know, this is an opportunity to share Jesus with people as you build a relationship with them, and you're able to meet a need. But I think there's even people who may already know Jesus. And if they're in this predicament where they need help, you get to be like, everybody who knows him still questions or has doubt or why aren't you showing up? And it's like, you still get to, even if they already know him, you get to be the hands and feet that show him when it's a hard time to them, you know, and help reinforce their faith, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's both sides.
You know, I think I remember when I was in Pecos last, which is probably 5 or 6 years ago, there's a predominant Catholic church in town. Sure. But I also remember a Baptist church up there.
I'm not sure if it's still going.
Whatever it is, if you want to be involved in any of those churches, call Feed New Mexico Kids. Go to feednmkids.org and get your church involved. If you're a business, get involved. Do a team building exercise by helping Brittany do snack packs. Even if you just do it once a year, you can organize that, right, Brittany?
Yeah, I love it.
And packing snack packs doesn't take very long.
Mm-mm.
You know, I do want to address something, Tracy, you said in the beginning. There are people that are probably thinking in their mind, well, in a gallon trash or a gallon Ziploc bag, you have coordinated what the most nutritious protein bars and everything else can possibly be. Mm-hmm. And you've got this food that can be cooked and it'll provide this level of nutrition. Mm-hmm. Tell people why that doesn't work with snack packs.
Well, first off, it has to be food that's shelf stable, that doesn't go bad. Because the reason it's in a Ziploc is so that the child can open it, take a bite of something and put it back in the Ziploc bag. And I'll just tell you, we know of children that hide food under their bed. So it needs to be in a container they can reseal. Secondly, it needs to be food that a five-year-old can open and prepare on their own. And these children will eat the ramen dry, like popcorn with the seasoning on it. They really like that. A lot of college students really like that. And then thirdly, it is about the cost. And I was a mom that told my kids, you're eating fruit, we're eating this, and we're eating, you know, I was really careful, but you cannot force a child that's not even your own to eat what they don't want to eat, right?
Correct.
You could put apples and bananas and dried this and fruit and, you know, dried peas in there for nutrition. And, you know, I've watched children take a snack pack, see that we had put something in there, which used to be ravioli, and just throw it on the ground. So I do a survey at the beginning of every January with the schools. Are you seeing any food thrown out from our snack packs? And then kids come and pack at our warehouse, and I ask them to vote on what they'd like and what they'll eat. Mm. So that's why we do it that way.
I think once your belly's full down the road, you can teach about nutrition.
Yes.
I don't think you can
Yes.
And force nutrition when
you cannot force it. And if somebody out there really cares about nutrition, I would challenge you, contact a school and go and teach how to do a garden. You know, do a school garden. And because children who are hungry, the number one thing they want to know is how to cook.
Yeah. So. And but they may not have facilities to cook.
Or food to cook.
Yeah, or food to cook.
Because I mean, a lot of these kids don't live where there's an oven and a microwave and a stovetop. They live in a hotel room, maybe with a mini fridge.
Again, that what you just said is you might not want to be part of the snack pack thing, but you might have some other ways to contribute as a volunteer. Yep. So call Feed New Mexico Kids. Go to feednmkids.org and you'll find ways that you can be involved in with people. I want to go back to what Jacques said earlier about sharing his faith. If you try to share your faith with somebody that hasn't eaten for 3 days and you're not holding out food to them and actually feeding them, they don't hear you. Would you agree?
Yes. You can't really pay attention and you think, well, who is this God? He's not even taking care of me anyway. So what difference is that going to make?
And this guy's only talking to me about his faith because he probably wants me to come to his church or he wants something from me. If he really cared, he would give me what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what Jesus did. He came to earth and gave us what we needed. Mm-hmm. Not what we wanted, but what we needed.
Great.
It's absolutely true that there's enough resources food-wise to feed every person on the planet that is hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So is it God's fault that people aren't eating or is it our fault?
Right.
I think it's an obedience issue.
Yeah. I mean, it's just we just need to get the resources God has given us out there. I think you'll find great personal satisfaction. I think you'll find group vision. Brittany, you've got a group of people that's enthusiastically packing and you got people of all different age groups. Mm-hmm. I really think that there's a lot of high school age people and middle school age people. We want you involved in the ministry. Mm-hmm. You can be doing things right now to help kids very discreetly. And that's the other thing. We want to keep emphasizing, Tracy, this is designed so that, you know, you're not singled out at school.
Right,
you're just discreetly able to sit, you know, slip this food in and take care of it. Brittany Jacques, thank you so much for volunteering for Feed New Mexico Kids. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Tracy,
thank
thanks
you.
For joining us.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.